You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New findings have shown that vaping has not lowered smoking habits in young people in Aotearoa. The study, published in The Lancet, looked at the daily smoking rates of 14 to 15-year-olds from 1999 to 2023 and shows that the introduction of vaping and subsequent popularity of the smoking device has not helped in lower daily smoking rates in Aotearoa. News and Editorial Director Joel spoke to the Chief Executive of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation New Zealand, Letitia Harding, about this study and how the organisation hopes the government will react to these findings. They started off by asking if the findings in the study were surprising to her.
It's not hugely surprising, but it is good to see a paper of this calibre come out, showing that there actually hasn't been a significant or any difference in the daily smoking rate with the introduction of vape.
The study emphasised concerns about a prior 2020 study that indicates vaping was reducing youth smoking rates. What concerns are there with this study?
Yeah, so that study, as you said, which was published in 2020, looked at a shorter time period, once again analysing the ASH Year 10 study data, but as I said, a lot shorter time period looked at compared to this latest one in Lancet. And the problem with that one, of course, they actually had an interpretation or conclusion of that, that the overall decline in smoking over the past 6 years in New Zealand youth suggests that e-cigarettes might be displacing smoking. And that statement was used a lot by even tobacco companies to basically say, look, it's working. Having vapes works to reduce smoking. And now to have this new data really refute that, I think is quite important to note.
We saw tobacco companies, as you said, using the study to back their claims, but have we also seen the government refer to the study in any way regarding policy decisions?
I think that there's been, early on, certainly the expert advisory group that was put together had a third of industry in, so, you know, back in 2019, around the role of e-cigarettes and vapes to achieve smoke-free Aotearoa. So, you know, that in itself is not ideal. It's not certainly that what we wanted as a foundation. So you've always got to be really careful as the involvement of industry from tobacco companies with any policy, because really they shouldn't be involved.
Do you believe that nowadays most young people are using vapes as a cessation tool for smoking, or are they just jumping straight into vaping?
I would say they're jumping straight into vaping. And when we did our 2024 survey data, you know, we found that there was a big increase, especially in the older teens in your year 12 and year 13s, who were actually vaping in the last 7 days. You know, it increased from around 12% to 26%, so a doubling. And that just shows that that older group are the result of when vaping was really introduced and there were no regulations in New Zealand. And they've sort of come through and are the ones who are addicted to nicotine vapes. And, of course, the ones that are then going on to university, we've obviously got issues with people being addicted to vapes as well.
And do these findings correlate with how the government views youth vaping and their policy decisions regarding youth vaping?
Well, I think it's been a bit of a piecemeal sort of approach to tackling youth vaping over the years. So, you know, slowly introducing regulations as we go. And we've, of course, got new regulations coming in June 17th into the country around advertising and not displaying through shop front windows and not displaying products online. Those are all going to help. It's just, you know, unfortunately, we let vaping take hold here in Aotearoa, and, you know, we've been struggling to put in these regulations slowly over the years. It probably would have been better to look at these in a prescription-type model early on.
As you mentioned, there have been a few moves by the government to better regulate vaping and try and get people to vape less, maybe. But what policy recommendations would you suggest instead for young people trying to get away from smoking instead of through vaping?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the incidence, as we saw with this study, was actually not that high. And certainly with smoking we're talking about in young people, I think that what we've really got to look at is how we can support our teens to get off of the nicotine vapes, because, you know, that's the big issue, which is a separate issue to people who are smoking and then wanting to use vapes as a product to get them off of the cigarettes. Obviously, the foundation supports smoke-free Aotearoa, and anybody who's a smoker, we'd love to see them smoke-free. I think the challenge is there needs to be much more messaging from the ministry that actually, if you're a current smoker, first, of course, you have to try MedSafe-approved products that are registered for smoking cessation, nicotine replacement therapy, et cetera. And if those fail, then perhaps, you know, vapes may be right for that person who is a current smoker. But then there also has to be a way and a messaging saying to be able to get off of both, because what we're finding in New Zealand is that current smokers, around sort of 68%, are actually dual smoking and vaping. So that message needs to be clear. Well, actually, you transition from cigarettes to vaping and ideally getting off of that as well.
And how would you want the government to address this most recent study and its findings?
I think that they need to be looking at recognising this wasn't a solution, really, to certainly our teens with smoking. And overall, we need to be looking at ways that we can tackle the youth vaping problem that we do have here in New Zealand and support that. That's really what they need to be tackling now.
That was the Chief Executive of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation New Zealand, Letitia Harding, on a recently released study showing vaping has not lowered smoking habits in young people in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.